Mindy.
Oh, hi, Guy Razzie.
Okay, I know we're supposed to start the game show, but I have to play you this new song I'm obsessed with.
Oh, hit it.
It's by this new artist, DJ GGF.
Hold the phone. DJ GGF? Guy Raz, that's Grandma G-Force!
What?
She told me she was going to pursue her dream of becoming the first grandma wrestler slash DJ, but I didn't think she'd actually do it.
Not only is she doing it, she's an overnight sensation. She even uses real heartbeats as the main backing track for all of her songs. Listen.
Oh, that's why she had me record her heartbeat last week. Man, that explains everything.
I guess so. Okay, well, we should probably get on with the game show. Hit the lights!
And keep your arms and legs inside the moving vehicle at all times.
In 3, 2, 1, hit it!
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after Bobbing for Bacon, it's 2 Whats and a Why!
Welcome back, Wowzers! It's time for another electric round of Two Whats and a Wow!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats!
Now, before we begin today's round, let's review where we left off yesterday.
We gave you 3 scientific facts about snakes and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A? Snakes have 200 to 400 ribs.
Or was it B? Pythons have 6-inch long fangs, the longest fangs of any species of snake.
Or was it C? Most snakes eat 5 to 7 times a day.
And to answer yesterday's question, please welcome joining us by phone, it's Ricky from California. Ricky, will you tell us the winning wow?
Hi, Mindy. Hi, Gray Roz and Reggie, too. My name is Ricky. I'm 9 years old. I live in Sacramento and beautiful California. My wow in the world is that snakes have 200 to 400 ribs. That's amazing. Bye now. See you on the radio.
Winner, winner, snake skin for dinner.
William, that is correct. And there you have it, Wowzers. If you guess the answer A, snakes have 200 to 400 ribs, you pick the winning wow.
Snakes have a ton of ribs compared to most humans who only have 24. And those hundreds of ribs are super flexible, making it easy for snakes to slither around.
And for those of you who guessed B or C, well, you weren't too far off.
If you guessed the answer was B, it turns out that pythons actually do not have fangs at all. They have teeth that are curved backwards that can help them to hook and hold their prey.
And if you guessed C, well, snakes actually do not eat that frequently at all. Depending on the age and the type of snake, many snakes only eat a meal once a week or even once every 2 weeks, but some of them can go for even longer than that.
Guy Raz, will you tell our winning wowzers what they've won?
Well, Mindy, all of our winning contestants will be taking home their very own invisible shedded snake skin.
This freshly molted invisible snake skin can be your new invisible pet. Put a leash on your snakeskin and take it for a slither around the block. Read it books, teach it to sit still, or even carry it around on your shoulder. With this invisible snakeskin, you're sure to be the talk of the town.
Congratulations to all of our winning wowzers.
We're going
to
take a quick break, but when we come back, it's another round of Two Whats and a Wow.
Two Whats and a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for NPR and the following message for parents come from NPR and NPR member stations. Support your local station at npr.org/stations.
Hey, Wow in the World listeners, I'm Shereen Marisol Meraji from the Code Switch podcast. That's NPR's podcast where we talk all about race and identity. We made a playlist of our kid-friendly shows on Spotify. Search Code Switch for kids.
That's it. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to another round of Two What's and a Wow. Our category today is the organ known as the heart. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Contestants, we are going to present you with three scientific facts about hearts. But, and this is a big but, only one of those facts will be a true wow. The others, just totally made up. What?
Now, contestants, are you ready? Which of the following facts about hearts is a true scientific wow?
Is it A, sea anemones have three hearts?
Or is it B, a healthy human heart can pump 2,000 gallons of blood in a day?
Or is it C, a bald eagle's heart rate when flying can soar up to 1,000 beats per minute?
One more time, is it A, sea anemones have three hearts?
Or is it B, a healthy heart can pump 2,000 gallons of blood in a day?
Or is it C, a bald eagle's heart rate when flying can soar up to 1,000 beats per minute?
When you think you have the correct answer, write it down on a sheet of paper and tell it to your cereal box.
And be sure to check back tomorrow to see if your wow is the winning wow.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation I Heart You.
We challenge you to make a model of the human heart using items you have lying around the house. You can use cardboard, cups, straws,
or even pipe cleaners. Use your creativity to make a heart that looks as realistic as possible. Once you're done, you can share your human heart model with someone you love.
But don't forget to snap a picture. Grown-ups, you can upload those pictures to us at tinkercast.com/share.
Be sure to check back tomorrow for the answer to today's game, and we'll play another round of
Two What's and a Wow was produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Anna Zagorski writes the words, and Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Jed Anderson and also Anya Grundman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their three-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Wow in the World, and our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share that could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's in a Wow, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening.
That's all for now. Until next time,
keep on wowing!
Two What's and a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.